Geology. The layering of the rock that you see around the Great Orm has developed over millions of years. It tells the tale of the Great Orm's geological past. Raymond Roberts is senior geologist with Natural Resources Wales, which is the principal advisor to the Welsh Government on the environment.
Quite striking thing about the Great Orm is the layering, the cake-like layering, and each layer records a particular episode in the history of the Great Orm. When the sea was relatively shallow, there'd be nice thick limestone being laid down with the corals and the creatures and the mud. But gradually the sea level would drop, and the rubbly layers which we see here reflect how the limestone was broken up. And as the sea gets shallower and shallower, it becomes exposed to the air. What we geologists call paleocastic surface, an old surface which is exposed on limestone, and eventually soils begin to form. And this sequence of thick limestone to soil happened 9 times in the Great Orm, and is an opportunity for different plants to thrive.
As you look north from this point across the flanks of the Great Orm, you'll see a real mosaic of different types of habitat.
Kate Surrey, Conservation Officer for Natural Resources Wales.
If you look beneath the road, there's a swathe of grassland. And the grassland here has more of a kind of marine influence. The salty spray from the sea gives opportunity for marine plants like sea plantain. The pink of sea thrift you'll see flowering through the grasslands here in the summer. The cliffs along the roadside, the ledges on the cliffs, the crevices in the limestone give opportunity for plants like the wild cabbage to thrive.
And the conspicuous and vigorous wild cabbage, with his stout rosette of fleshy, waxy, grey-green leaves, is similar in shape to the leaves of the kale and broccoli that we're used to eating. Our next stopping point is at the road junction, just after the large area of wire netting you can see from here.